Sunday morning.
Oh yeah. Will you get off your fucking phone?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Have you ever played rugby?
That's a very old meme.
That is a very old meme. But
it's like a year old. But
it will forever be ingrained in my mind that, oh, we might have to turn the fan off.
Yeah, you're closest.
I'm just letting you know.
You were talking about how you're up, calm down. That's all. That's always been saying for the past.
Calm down.
He's always been shouting that he's up and calm down.
I'm up. Relax.
He's up. Relax.
Alright, I'm back down.
Oh, he's back down again.
It
he's
can no be chaos up. Again.
I'm no longer relaxed. What's going on? What's going on, man?
I've just been eating good. I've been sleeping better.
I mean, we don't have any uni this week, so.
My skin's been good.
That's good. I bought beard oil.
Look at me. Ooh, I shoplifted.
Jesus Christ.
I shoplifted a moisturizing coconut oil.
You got to stop.
For your skin.
You just got to stop.
And then I went back the next day and took a bottle of aloe vera.
you just have to stop.
Am I not allowed to? Woolworths, it's a drop. It's three tiers in the bucket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like you're just becoming a habitual thief.
Yeah, every time I go to Woolies, I gotta.
I don't think I trust you in my room anymore.
No, I don't do it to you. Do you make $10 billion trillion a year?
No.
Then you don't deserve it.
I wouldn't fucking be here.
Do you price gouge your wares? He's making the meme face to me.
I mean.
Where the lips go low and the eyebrows go up. Yeah. You're not a price gouging billion profit making company. I don't think you need to be stolen from.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. On another note, I did not take Miles's $50.
No, this just makes it seem like you really
did. No, because when I did it in Sydney, I think it was Riley. He was like, you know, I think you might have actually stolen Miles's $50. I'm like, no, this is a new thing
This seems like you did take it.
You're making fun of me because of my olive skin complexion and your
what?
You're typecasting me to a certain...
What? What?
Dude, if you think about it, DJ Khaled is a better meme maker than a producer.
Yeah. He's funny. I'll give him that. He is funny.
And he's funny in a way Ben could never be.
Ben could never be that funny.
Exactly. Oh, bro, last week we were electric. Have I told you about Oztag?
Oh, Oztag did happen.
Yeah, we won 14-4.
Damn.
And I was like Tom Dearden. I was like JT in that bitch. I didn't score a single try, but goddamn, my assists were lovely. I made a sick save where this guy kicked at the start of the set and like ran all the way. And he was about to get tagged by Riley, who was chasing him. So he passed it to his mate, who was running up the field like 20 meters away. And I was following the whole time. And his mate fucking fumbles it into the fucking air backwards even higher. And I might make a jumping catch.
Damn,
it was majestic.
That is impressive. I'll
and hopefully we can keep that up for tonight because we're playing a team we have played before.
Oh.
Mm.
And you lost to them?
Yeah, we lost the second half. Like it was even first half, we gave up or some shit. But last week we did it with no subs.
Didn't have any subs?
No, we went from having a bench of like 8 people to having a bench of 0 because everyone is either moved for jobs or injured.
That's unfortunate.
But yeah.
So you've got subs tonight. Or you don't?
Yeah, just 2 girls though.
No, fair enough.
So the boys don't get subs unless we split the teams 4 boys, 4 girls at some point so we get 1 sub of each. Okay, we can do that if we get mad in the lead.
Yeah.
And then we score even more points when the girls score. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you hear the new Doechii song that came out today?
No. I haven't at all.
It is over the beat. All right. It samples the beat from a song, a pop song. Do you want to get? You want one guess? This song was number one in the charts a while ago.
What do you mean by a while ago?
Like maybe 8 or 6 years ago. Oh, actually, shit. I'm gonna find out when this song came out. It is a one-hit wonder song.
So it was a one-hit wonder from a person.
Yes.
6 to 8 years ago.
I'll find you. It's from 2011. Ooh, never mind.
Oh, jeez. 13 years ago. 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it blew up as soon as it came out. But
2011. One. I've got no clue.
Somebody that I used to know.
Holy fuck.
That's the new Doechii.
Fuck.
And I played the song.
Yes. Damn. Damn.
Well, I don't remember old songs like that by the year, to be fair. Or does that make you feel old?
No, 2011, that just makes sense now. That makes a lot of sense.
That was like the number one song, I'm pretty sure.
It was.
It had to be.
It was huge.
I clicked the Doechii video. I'm like, oh, this came out 3 hours ago. This is new. Somebody that I used to know, me starts playing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What is happening?
And she's like singing at the start, and then she raps, and then she comes back to the hook, and holy fuck. The soundscapes... Whoever was it was probably her and like the producer. Holy moly, they cooked.
They cooked?
It was the layering of the sounds was very beautiful and it was very nice. And I was surprised.
I mean, Alligator Bites Don't Heal was so good. So I'm not surprised.
And it's about anxiety. And I think it's about her conquering it because of the feature of the somebody that I used to know. I think that's my connection.
I've been studying like a damn, studying it for like a damn test, but I've been on that Dua Lipa set list. Trying to...
Oh, we're about to commit heinous crimes in this Dua Lipa mosh pit.
No, we're not.
No, we are.
We're just not.
What do you
mean? Just not.
What do you think I mean? I've been scheming with Elise on what the plan is.
I'm not.
And me?
I'm not doing anything.
You, me, and Isaac, I will be the front of the icebreaker and you two will be my left and right, hand and shoulder. And we are getting to the front of our section. Us as a group of 10 who don't know any of the words will be blocking the view when standing in front of the super fans who do know the words. And we're going to be pissing motherfuckers off. I've been practicing. This Dua Lipa mosh pit will not be as hectic as the Denzel Curry and JPEG Mafia mosh pit.
I would be very surprised if they were.
So me and Riley have been training in the trenches of Somme, yeah. And we're about to pull up at fucking Lollipop Land, bro. We're gonna boom, is it the crocodile slam dunking image? Is it do you know what I'm talking about?
Do you mean Venom?
Yeah, Venom.
How did you get crocodile out of that?
Yeah, well, that's going to be us. Are you following me here?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't want to.
You don't want to get to the front? Bro, we paid good money for these tickets, bro.
Being at the front's cool, but...
We're getting to the front.
I also
we're not,
don't
okay,
care
I don't
that
know.
Much.
Are we Golden Circle? Are we right in front of it?
You're the one that bought the tickets.
Yeah, well,
well, I still haven't found my ticket.
I sent it to you, bro.
Let me look.
This is some Barack Obama shit. I don't know why that is the case. Well, I know it says like VIP or Golden Circle. We're like, but I don't know if there's a group in front of us. My ticket wallet is loading. Never mind. We're general admission standing. There was definitely, it says accepted by Ryan.
Well, what is it on?
It is on Ticketek AU app. It says you accepted it, so it's in your app. And if not, I can just cancel it and recall it.
No, I forgot my Ticketek password.
Because I would have texted it to you and then you would have clicked a link to eat it into your thing.
I don't even know what my Ticketek password is. Interesting.
Well, in other new things that came out, Reason, a TDE member.
Yeah.
He dropped, I think it's called I Still Love You.
I Still Love You.
I Love You Again. That was it. Yeah, I Love You Again. Really good features on it. Some underground shit people on here. Some people you've probably never heard of. Pretty good album. Very well-rounded project.
Good.
He sings and he raps and he commands a vibe. And Baldy James dropped like his nth album of the year. Like probably his seventh one. This one it's produced by Chuck Strangers and it came out a few months ago. It's been on YouTube and I hadn't really played it, but it was because I just wanted it to come out officially.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm still deciphering it as I am still deciphering a lot of his other albums because he's been dropping too many of them.
Just too many damn albums.
Too much heat, yeah. And you know Jennie from Blackpink?
Yes.
she also did a song with Doechii. I don't know how old that is, but it was on since my sister games on my computer, she'll just listen to music on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it said I'd fully listened to that and I hadn't, so I went and listened to it and it was pretty cool. That's some woman empowerment shit.
I rate it.
They are at one point dancing on a bald man's head and they're like microscopic level. And like you can see all of his like hair follicles and pores and shit. And it's very weird.
Yeah, well, he's odd.
That is all the new stuff that has been on my radar. Have you figured out your ticker tech password? You should read aloud all of your guesses that you're making into the...
Nah, I've logged into my account. I've logged into the account on Google, but it's not showing me the ticket. That's it's fine. Like, if you want to see the ticket, you got to look at the app. I'm like, okay, awesome. So I got to figure out
what... Oh, yeah, ticker tech are weird about it. They don't let you screenshot to send it to your friends. It has that moving line across the barcode, so it won't scan. Whack as fuck. Fuck, what was I going to say?
I would not have guessed this password.
Oh.
It's one of those, suggested.
Oh, it's a random string from YouTube.
No, like, the Google? When you make an account for something, and Google, like, here's a suggested password.
Where did it save it? Or you just remember it?
No, it was saved onto my Google.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
So, Brisbane was cool. I was in Brisbane sleeping on a...
We're general admission.
My boy Will's floor with Riley. Riley got the couch.
Standing floor.
But I'm a fan of the floor, so I slept on the floor. It was, I can verify, Brisbane was in fact cheaper than Sydney.
I mean, yeah, that's not surprising.
You said... I joined the call and I was complaining about how expensive Sydney was, and you and Josh were like, of course it's expensive. Brisbane and Melbourne are too. And I'm like, no. Not the case, not true.
Brisbane's still expensive.
I proved this by fact checking and walking around and checking out all of the... I judged it by the... Some of it was cheaper than here.
So you're surprised you went into a big city and...
No, I'm saying
was
Brisbane
expensive.
Was cheaper than our little city.
So you're surprised that going into Sydney, the tourist capital of Australia...
The most expensive city to live in the world...
It's not the most expensive city in the world.
Is it not?
No.
No, it ranked number one on the most unlivable city in terms of money. I don't know how we beat Abu Dhabi. I don't know how we beat them.
No, I'm holding. That's not
it was
right.
It was a fact read to me by a YouTuber. It has to be true.
You're a fucking... No.
He does geography. No. He should know. It ranked... It might not have been this year. It might have been 2022. No, I wasn't surprised by how expensive it was. It just, while I was there and having to live through it on my broke-ass wallet, it pissed me off.
There are so many more expensive cities in the world.
Are you saying that or are you reading that?
I'm reading it.
Oh, fuck. It must have
Singapore, Hong Kong, Zurich, Geneva, Copenhagen, Paris, New York City,
oh, yeah, I forgot Europe
London,
existed.
Nassau.
Maybe we ranked one in Oceania or
LA.
the Southern Hemisphere or something. The guy said number one on something.
Yeah, but he's just so wrong. He's just so wrong.
Yeah, well, he may be wrong, but while I was there, it felt like I was getting
Sydney's not even in
my
the top,
money.
Sydney's not even in the top 10.
And I wasn't even trying to spend that much money. This time, it should be better because I'll have... It's the last, at least, planned show I'm going to, and I'll have saved up before then because it's in like a month. And the shoplifting supreme. I'll just get along.
I just don't want to know about your shoplifting.
If it fits in my pocket, it's for free. Well, I'll have updates for you every week, unless you really don't want to hear about it.
I don't want to. I hate hearing about it.
Oh.
I'm just being serious.
What about things that money can't buy?
I just don't want to know about you stealing.
I gifted a housewarming gift to the boys we stayed with.
Mm-hmm.
I got them a laundry basket. It is, in fact, a Coles basket. But you can't buy those. And I use them at my house for laundry, so I gave him one. His roommate works at Coles, and he thought it was really funny.
Yeah, fair enough.
And you're not going to care. You don't care.
Why would I care?
Exactly.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on?
So, Brisbane was really nice. The mosh pit at JPEG Akron to Port was more hectic than the one at Denzel.
I just think Brisbane's a shithole.
You don't fuck with Brit. Whoa. Your pile shifted, but did not fall down. You don't like Brisbane?
I don't fuck with Brisbane. Fell down.
Ooh. I was worried that would like end the recording, but it didn't. That'd press be really any funny. Buttons.
No, there's just better cities than Brisbane.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Hobart.
I've never been to Hobart.
Adelaide.
I think Sydney was really cool when I went. It's been a while since I've been.
I'm glad that the cyclone that hit Brisbane hit when it did and not a week earlier. Or else we would have been stuck there. It hasn't hit yet. Hasn't it?
No.
Are all those videos fake?
No, it's there, but the cyclone hasn't crossed onto land.
Oh, so it's just like mild right now.
Oh, it's
there's like videos
mild.
Of like rain and wind and shit and it's going crazy.
Yeah, that's what you get from a cyclone.
Yeah, but it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing we're not there, or else our plane wouldn't have taken
It's
off.
Very odd hearing about a cyclone
when you're not
and all
there.
These people stressing about a cyclone when you're not.
Because we're used to getting them here.
Because we're used to getting them.
And yeah, it is very strange, actually.
Everyone down south is freaking out. They're losing their goddamn minds.
I don't think we were freaking out when we got into cyclones. A tree fell on our house and we were chilling.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
And we lost power.
Cyclones happen, but I don't think, especially down in Sydney, a lot of their places are cyclone rated.
Is this cyclone big enough to get Brisbane and Sydney?
Yeah, that's where it's going.
Oh.
Do you know how big a cyclone is?
No, I saw a photo of it when I was on the hammock over there. It looked pretty big.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, there was some guy crashing out on some social media. He's like, houses now were better than they used to be. And then he just became like a chippy nerd and was listing all the materials now and then. And he's like, you're fucked anyway, cunt.
I did see that someone in Brisbane, the front of their house along the lawn in a straight line, had put in concrete anchor points. And then they've done ratchet straps from that anchor point across the roof of the house to the back of the house.
Whoa.
So they've gotten these huge ratchet straps to go over their house.
It's like they're keeping down a load in a ute.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I feel like...
maybe that works, but...
that's not going to work. Say if the house was going to get blown away before, it'll still get blown away.
And then I saw down south a bunch of insurance companies put embargoes on putting in and starting to register for insurance claims.
How long ago did they start that?
Like 2 days ago.
So people, I feel like if anyone left it off that late, they're
so people
climbing.
Trying to upgrade their insurance for their house to cover like cyclone.
You know, home
and storm
insurance
damage.
Doesn't cover fire.
Yeah, no, you have to elect for it.
No, I don't think it can. Does it? Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember looking at home insurance and the first thing...
that's
in the
why when houses get burnt down, it gets investigated for insurance fraud.
Yeah. No, maybe it was a dodgy home insurance thing I was looking at. It was the first thing in the product description statement. It was like, not covered for fire.
Are you just looking at...
it could have just been base.
Standard.
It probably
space
was standard.
Is probably just that.
Oh, I know probably. It wasn't. This was mobile phone insurance. That is...
holy fucking... Yes. Mobile phone insurance doesn't cover house fires.
No.
That's crazy.
Fire damage isn't covered in mobile phone insurance.
Yeah, because you're not... your phone isn't getting fire damage accidentally. Unless you're an idiot.
No, it can.
How? You're standing over a fire and you drop your phone into it?
Okay, if your house burns down, is it covered in the home and contents insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is.
Okay. What if a car burns down with the phone in it?
I don't think your car has contents insurance. It's just your car that is insured.
Would that include the phone in it?
No, because your phone's not part of the car.
So then the phone insurance wouldn't cover the phone if the car fire. That would be an accident.
Because the car
if we were in Pompeii
and Vesuvius was exploding,
my phone wouldn't be covered by the lava. Boom.
Okay, why are you...
that would be an accident.
Why are you in Pompeii when tectonic shape plates are shifting? Well, if we're getting goddamn earthquakes, why are you going to Pompeii?
I wasn't here for the earthquake.
You weren't. It was actually crazy.
Okay. I've only ever been here for mild earthquakes, and earthquakes have happened... they always happen when I'm not here.
I legitimately went into fight or flight.
Someone said it was like a bomb was going off.
Yes.
I have no metric for how big a 4-magnitude earthquake.
So
it's almost 5.
I can tell you, imagine.
Did anything in here? Did any of that fall down?
Yeah, I lost a bottle or two.
Really?
Just empty. Yeah. Okay. At work, we lost a bunch.
Good thing that full vodka didn't fall down.
We lost a, because that's probably heavier.
True.
Empty bottles fell.
That have more inertia.
Yeah, but it's got less. It's more. It's got more force down.
Did you lose much at work?
Yes. So quite a few glass bottles fell.
Did you lose anything other than product? Did like a whole shelf explode?
No.
Oh.
But it did. It sounded like we're getting gram raided.
And you know what that sounds like.
Well, you can assume a big bang and glass shattering.
Oh, no, I thought you had been there while it had happened.
No. Hell no. I wouldn't be there still if I...
Oof.
But no, it was...
Like the KFC that had a gun
like if
pulled
you,
on them.
Imagine you're standing next to like the big concert speakers, like ear to it, and they do like a bass test. Kind of
like
that.
Yeah,
a loud
okay.
bang. Like it was a legitimately loud bang.
Yeah.
And then everything
could you
was
feel
shaking.
It in your lay body?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I saw the roof shaking and then my legs were shaking.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. And not out of fear. Like the ground was shaking. So it was, it was interesting.
And
then someone was like, because I worked next to a Macca's Ender fuel station. And someone was like, oh, Macca's blew up. I'm like, if Macca's blew up, it's right next to a fuel station. I hope not. Or we're going to be incinerated in about minus 1 second.
Macca's exploded.
This is us in the afterlife.
Was the Macca's damaged?
No.
Okay, it was capping. Yeah.
It was just, no one could see. It was just a very loud bang that sounded like an explosion. Like people near my home were coming outside their house expecting to see like just a house gone.
Damn.
It was loud.
Well, I hope it happens again so I can experience it. That would be cool.
And then it was over in Army Land where it came from and people were like, oh, Army testing bombs. I'm like, I don't think so.
I got into an argument, right? Because Australia is in the middle of a tectonic plate.
Yes, we are. We're like, we're on a plate.
So how the fuck does the center get an earthquake?
It still can.
I thought it only happened along fault lines.
Yeah, plates can still...
Like a bubble popping in the middle. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like it's not...
It's completely random.
It's not something that happened.
This isn't San Andreas.
No.
Yeah, okay. Fair
enough. Yes, no. The tectonic plate hasn't just split apart.
No, that would be
crazy. We would be in some
big
issues
there. We would be like New Hawaii. Not yet. No, not who knew who. New...
I think we'd be dead.
You reckon? No.
Well, considering how close it was to us...
Yeah, I guess.
If that was where the tectonic plate split, I think we're
dude,
dead.
It'd be like, is that a movie? It's like 2000. There's a movie 2011? About that. 2011? I don't know. No, I thought it was
2011.
2011.
That's the...
I don't watch movies, I don't know.
Because that's when it was supposed to... That's when the world was predicted to end.
Oh.
By some guy in a cave.
By the calendar.
No, it was just by guy in a cave. Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. The feeling the bass in your body reminds me of I got the closest experience to having epilepsy at this concert. The strobe lights, there was a video Riley got where you can see like just a taste of it. But like for the last two songs, the strobe lights were so crazy I could like see the patterns.
Like burned into your image.
No. So you know when you see this like sea lights and you close them and it burns into your image?
Yeah.
It was like that, but the ripples of water. Was the black and the white, while my eyes were open.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was, it was insane. One of the songs it was for was, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. And if you listen to the instrumental on that, that's like, the visual epilepsy matches with what the sound song, with the song sounds
like. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I can't listen to Peggy, because I feel like I'm going to have a attack.
No, it's great. He says,
I start freaking out.
There are people saying, because of his most recent Instagram post, that the caption, the next album must sound like war over land or else. And then Jesus. Denzel is in a bunch of the fucking photos for that. If this will swipe. Nope, won't swipe. So hopefully we get a bunch more Peggy and Denzel features because they're pretty good.
Fair enough. I wrote that. I saw that in Sydney. Peggy brought out Denzel.
Yeah, I was talking about. He got there. He was like, he was about to do JPEG Ultra, and he's like, "I tried to get Denzel here. This is one song with my brother Denzel. I tried to get him here. I couldn't. He's like an hour away, but I couldn't get him here, and I'm sorry. But we're going to party anyway. And then he goes to do a Sydney show, and Denzel's there, and it's like, bruh.
Unfortunate.
I imagine. It's I don't like know if when the we rest got of their proper, tour but I think it
we got proper fucked over at Travis Scott.
What do you mean?
Because we were so certain.
Were you meant to get the weekend?
But we were so certain we were going to get a guest.
Yeah, the weekend.
Or just someone.
You didn't get Mo Bamba? You didn't get Sheck Wes?
No, we didn't get Sheck Wes.
Oh.
This is why I fucking... This is why I didn't like the concert. It was pretty shit. Unless you're in the mosh pit, the rest of it was kind of shit.
Yeah, I was talking to other people who were at that same one. They were in a different spot. And it was the speaker... I forget what it is, the interference.
The reverberation,
it's addition. The speakers weren't placed properly so that the waves at some points would cross over.
That's why you're hearing multiple.
Yeah, so that's why some people experienced the phenomena you did and some didn't, which is unfortunate. That's just on his production team or the stadium team or whatever.
But he was just like, this is shit.
Ours is so good. We got apple pie.
Yeah. You got Sheck Wes.
We got Sheck Wes.
We got no one.
We got baited into thinking that
we got some gorillas
so
on a fucking stage.
We also got the gorillas. But we thought one of them was the weekend for so long because all of the... It was literally out of a movie. It was just like the light was shining on one of them and the other ones didn't matter. And the one the light was shining on seemed like the focal point of the whole thing.
Yes.
And then it just disappeared.
We had the same thing.
That's so bait.
And because...
Does that mean the weekend does do it at some shows where he appears? I haven't seen any footage.
But he hasn't done a show with him since like 20...
So it hasn't popped out and showed fellas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was the one in Sydney was the first time in quite a while, like 10 years or something.
Oh, the last one would have been Astroworld then.
Yeah.
I think. Interesting. Well, are you excited for our trip to Sydney to go to Bondi? I can't picture, now that I read it and I've been there, I can't call it Bondi because it is spelled Bondi. That's how
it's Bondi, but it's Bondi Beach.
Well, I keep saying Bondi and people know what I'm talking about. I can't wait to go back. I'm working hard. I'm going to get that beach bod bodding.
Our glorious king.
Mao Zedong.
Our glorious king, LeBron James, hit 50,000 career points.
Wait, what was the last record he broke? 40,000?
Yeah, or something like that.
The fuck?
Yeah, but he's now the regular season.
He did not just
playoffs.
Get 10,000 that quickly. It was last year, wasn't it? That he did the last big milestone.
No, like 2 years ago.
Oh, no. He broke the record. The record wasn't a clean number.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes.
Yeah, that was it.
But now he's eclipsed it by like 6,000 points.
I still can't get over the Luka trade and how funny it is. And then that people are still so mad about it. Like, being mad, like, that's fair. It's so funny that it happened.
So, other countries play AFL?
What?
Or do very... Sorry. There's been, it's like the Nations Footy Cup, but like some Australian B-side, which I don't think it's the All Australian B-side, because that it just couldn't be.
It's just a team.
It's a team. Lost 2-62 to Italy D.
Yeah, I would hope that is just some.
Whoever this Australia team has been getting pieced up.
Can you see who the names are in the bottom?
No.
Hopefully it's no one I can...
We kicked two behinds.
Fucking hell. Footy starts tomorrow. I don't think the Las Vegas games count because I got both tips wrong because I listened
it's
to
okay.
my sister and I shouldn't have listened
I
to
beat,
my sister.
I beat him in the first two games.
Fuck off.
I did.
Yeah, but we don't have the same number of players marked.
So?
Wait till the end of the round.
Yeah, and I still think I beat you.
If you...
I still beat you. I still mog you.
If you beat me at the end of the round,
you've shitty fucking Cowboys.
No, I haven't.
I thought you said most of your team was Cowboys.
Yeah, and then I changed it.
Ah, you're scared.
You
don't think the Cowboys are going to do well.
No, it's like a stock. No, I reckon the Cowboys will either do really well or really shit.
I have a feeling I know what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, but because I'm biased, I need to have some hope.
I have a
out
bad
there. I need
feeling.
To have some hope. No, you need diversity like a stock portfolio.
I don't think the penalties are happening.
What?
The penalty.
Why?
Because no one's paid.
Well, no, you just send $20 to whoever wins at the end. Is Kyle expecting us all to send us to him $20?
I've got no idea.
I ain't doing that. I'll put it in escrow. I'll give him 20 cash so he can put it in
a
jar.
Every time I look at my team and I see Casey McLean with 4 points.
Yeah, I watched that live. I popped off because I...
You saw that he was on my team.
We watched that shit. I was like, all right, he only has Nathan Cleary in this game and like maybe someone else. Oh, here's two. I was watching with that in mind because my only guy was like Paul Alamotti.
However.
I'm glad he didn't die.
Suvasa Sheck cooked for me.
That's who you had. I was like trying to figure it out.
That's who got me.
Your captain is Nathan Cleary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm hoping the guy I've captained, I can still change who my captain is because the captain hasn't, mine hasn't.
My vice is Ponga.
Yeah, but Nathan Cleary is kind of injury prone.
Mm. Yeah, but.
I have Jerome Luai as my captain. I'm considering swapping it to Tom Dearden, but I'm
also, did Carl organize it so me and you were rivals?
Rivals?
Yeah. So we have a rivalry. That's why it shows the head-to-head every time.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So that's why it shows our points against each other.
Oh, well, it'll always do. No, it's because we're versing first week, isn't it?
But I don't know if the entire time it's us against.
Isn't that what it looks like?
What are you on game day?
Head-to-head game day.
Oh, yeah. So you're on 320, I'm on 212. I'm sorry, you're on 212, I'm on 320.
No, I haven't set up any rivalries. I think it's just because we're versing each other.
I mean, my predicted score is to be higher than yours.
Yours is the highest in the entire thing, and I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. Because, like, the boys who are... Okay, go to the thing. The boys who have done this have low...
Yeah.
I feel like we've spent too much money on expensive people.
Ah, well. That's just unfortunate, I guess, then.
I mean... Well, if Neil loses, is he going to do it? Is Carl's dad going to shave up?
I don't think so.
You can... I'll ask in the chat if you don't want to.
No, I'll ask him.
Because I thought it was just a thing where you send 20 to someone. Because
I don't know if I'm going to be able to. That's the only thing. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Able to?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've...
What are you going to I'll explain fucking it
later.
Wedding?
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it on the fucking
podcast. We can do a pilot sponsorship if you're worried about it not coming back.
That's just rude.
Was I talking to you about that?
No.
I was like, cunt, why do the pilots sponsor the Sharks when they have like a bald, scary Voldemort coach and they possibly have... Do the Sharks have the most bald people?
Yeah, but then they've also got Nicho Hynes who...
I feel like if Pilot sponsored, I was saying that to Riley. I was like, Pilot should sponsor a team full of hairy cunts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just Nicho Hynes has a lot of hair.
He doesn't make up for the coach. You know the fucking coach I'm talking about, right?
No.
He looks like Voldemort. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
And he looks like a classical villain, for like the media typecast villain.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I was kind of like, I don't really care if I get my shit cut down to a one and then dyed blonde.
Yeah.
It's a look I've never done before. It probably won't fit me at all because I have wide, large ass head, lard head. Big but head. I was like, well, I don't really care if that happens to me. I just kind of accepted it, but...
Now going through this and we got our AFL teams.
AFL teams. Yeah, the one that I random auto-filled. I can't get over that. Well, good thing there's no punishment for this. Is there only 4 people in this league? Oh, the fuck, there's 5.
Yeah.
Riley, Josh, me. Where's Truey? Is Truey in this? Did Truey leave?
No, I think he was joining.
Is it set for 6 people?
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know what he's up to.
We should probably tell him.
He's at work.
Okay. Public league. Oh, let me leave this. Remove. Yes. Get me out of the public. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the... Fuck, I'm at work. I can't even watch the games tomorrow. Cunt. I think I'm working all weekend. I can't watch any of them. Hold the phone. I need to work, though. I don't have a fucking choice. I need cash. Oh, I can watch the Saturday and Sunday games. When does the Sunday game start? All right. I sat next to random people on the flight to Sydney, to Brisbane, I mean.
Yeah.
And I finally didn't low roll. Every time I sit next to random people on planes, it's horrible. They are somehow worse than Yeah, they're horrible. They're worse than me. And I'm loud and boisterous.
Yeah.
But I'm the last on the plane. I walk to security. They are shutting the door, and I just like just get in before security shuts.
How'd you get to it so late?
I don't know.
Weren't you with Riley?
No. I flew alone.
Oh, that's right. You did, because it was like Thursday night.
Yes.
We played a singular game of League. It went down in the history books.
Yeah. I missed out on a cracker.
It was a 5-stack. It was just a... It's like 50 minutes, I think. It was just a funny game.
I barely get into security. I realized later that they left one panel open, so if I was late, I could have made it still. But it just felt like I just made it. And I sat down. They were like, please go. And I see like 100 people get up. And I'm like, I'm not standing in that line. I'm going to wait down here for like 15 minutes. So I finally go up. I'm like looking through the glass at all the people go up the back of the plane because I have to go up the back. And I'm like, I'll wait. And I just stand there. I'm like, this is nice. I'm not standing in the line for the plane. And I go and I scan. And then they're like, you can just go through the air bridge. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. I'm going to go in the back. I walk past the door that I'm going to go down to go to the back. It's shut.
Yeah.
And I turn around and the flight attendant's following me. So she can seal the door after I walk in. And I'm like, I'm the last guy. And I'm walking down the plane and I'm looking at everyone because I know someone else on the plane is getting picked up by Hayden. And I'm like, it's like a spy. I'm like, blank spy. And this lady, I'm in the middle and I'm mad about it because I didn't pick a seat. I checked in and it insta gave me a middle seat. And I'm like, fucking yippee.
Why'd you not pick a seat?
Because I don't want to pay money. I gambled getting a seat that I didn't hate, and I got a seat I hate.
I think most people pick seats, so you're probably most likely to get middle.
Yeah, it's always on this pick. Well, if you pick one late, it's always B is what's available. And I'm like, I have headphones in. I'm listening to Maps, and I smile at this lady who's in the aisle, and I point at my seat. And I'm like, yo. She's like, oh, this seat's taken. And I'm like, huh? And she's just like, I'm just fucking with you. I'm trying to impress my friends over there. I'm like, oh, okay. I was going to say I hadn't sat down yet. It kind of been taken. And then I sit down and she's like talking to them about, she's talking to her friend. She's like, yeah, in America, they like sell more plane tickets than there's seats on the plane.
Yes, they do that. They do that.
And I chirp up and I chime into this conversation and give them my 2 cents and then I'm like, whatever. And I'm sitting there and I'm next to this like old ass guy, like 40 or 50.
That's not that old.
Okay, fine. He looked old. He could have been 60. And I'm just sitting there. I read the book. By the way, that book's fucked.
Yeah.
It is chapter 10 and they've killed everyone except for the main guy.
The wasn't the message he's like, yeah, I'm tearing up on the plane.
I almost teared up on that plane at Bro's execution.
Yeah.
It was like dark version of the Goldie Roger execution because instead of being like, there is hope, check it out. He's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I liked my band. We didn't get together all the time, but I liked them more than they know. And it's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, it's a fucked book series.
It's the first time I used the reading light on the plane to read. And I was like kind of worried. I was like, whenever anyone turns the reading light on near me, it kind of irks me a bit because it's really bright. I turn this thing on and it's just a cone. It's just like a solid snake fucking spy lamp. And it's just, and I'm like, oh, this is fine. It's like dark on the person next to me. And I'm sitting down and I'm reading and I look to the left at the guy on the window seat. he is on, wait, did I tell you about this guy?
No.
My note is like weird Cyrillic media to remember this. And he is reading something that's written in what I can assume to be Russian. It could be some other Cyrillic language.
Yeah.
And he's on like some, it's not WhatsApp. It's not fucking WeChat. It's like some lower copy of media platform. And he's reading
Telegram.
Telegram. And he's reading all this text and there's numbers and there's prices and there's all these videos. But he didn't download them, so there's just like there's a blurred thumbnail, and a lot of it eerily looks like porn. But then like some of them are just images, and he'll click on the image and look at it, and it's just like an old pirate map of the world, and it says like the 10 kingdoms, and everything's all cut up weirdly, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
That is odd. I'd be worried.
I was sitting there. I'm like, oh, I've got to know what some of this says. I need to know. So I'm like, I get out my camera.
Oh, the translate.
And I'm like trying to get a photo so I can translate it when I have connection again. And I'm like, well, I got to turn flash off. Because if I'm stuck next to this guy on a plane and I get a flash photo of him, I would kill myself. Yeah. I would dive out of the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the only reasonable.
I don't get embarrassed much, but that would be embarrassing.
Yeah,
no,
that is the only reasonable reaction.
So I turn flash off and I'm like, I'm lining up the creep shot of the guy next to me.
Oh, God.
And I'm just looking at it. And the preview, it just looks like he's holding the sun in his hand. And I'm like, fuck. And I can't even adjust it to even get any words.
Yeah.
Because it was dark. It was nighttime. And I was like, well, fuck this. I guess I'll never know. I was so close to at one point, like tapping him and being like, yo, what are you reading, bro? But I was like, that would also be weird.
Yeah.
Because so I was just like, I'll never know.
Because then you've just been looking at his phone while he's on it.
I feel like in Australia, if you're reading full Cyrillic off your phone on a plane, someone's allowed to ask you, what the fuck's that? You'd be like, that doesn't say English. What is this? And I could play up that I'm Asian a bit more to maybe like get the... Because people think foreigners are stupid most of the time because they don't speak the same language as you.
Yeah.
So I could play that off. In the end, I was just like, fuck it. I'll just assume he's on a fucking CP. He's getting cheese pizzas. I'll just...
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Pratt. A bit of Chris Pratt.
I really hope not.
I hope not as well, because I sat next to him for ages.
Yeah.
And vicinity...
Maybe he was taking creep shots of you.
He can't have done that, because he was leaning... I had very good view of him. As soon as I realized he was on Cyrillic, I had a leash on him.
You had the horse blinders.
Yeah, I did. And yeah, for once I wasn't sitting next to a smelly Indian or... Oh, we were behind a baby on the way back that was really loud.
Yeah, I mean... Just how the dice fall.
But it was like, okay, I can complain about that, but it was less loud baby. It was one of the quieter screaming plane babies I've ever been near. It kept like looking back at me and I'd look at it.
Just, I always, like, I don't like the baby scream, but I always feel so bad for the parents.
The parents don't really, maybe new age parents don't give a fuck. Because these parents didn't give a fuck.
Sorry, the parents are probably used to it. But it's still got to be somewhat embarrassing.
Oh, okay, this kid was a little shit. You know the window that's like in between two seats?
Yeah.
He just kept pulling it down and the mother kept like lifting it back up. And then he was like kicking. Sometimes like I would just do boof, thud. There was more than one kid. I think there were two. But like, you know how the baby doesn't take a seat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just two parents and then two fucking spider monkeys fucking about. And they stayed on till the end of the flight because they didn't want to parade their children up the plane.
You know what I would just do?
Parachute?
I just wouldn't fly with kids. I would try everything if I had kids.
Hey, my parents did that as much as they could with road trips. And that was miserable for everyone involved. Driving to fucking Perth from the East Coast through the desert.
Yeah, no, we would road trip it.
Yeah.
We would road trip it. You are sweating.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Hey,
it's warm.
I did my best editing work on that last episode.
Fair enough.
But if you turn it up past, if you like really want us in your ears or some weird shit like that, you would just hear the fan in the background. But at normal listening level, it was like really good. I think I edited it really well for a car. I'll play it in the car when I get in the car later and figure it out. Because I remember saying to Wendy when they were talking about putting on in the car, I was like, did it get really loud when we like laughed? Did it like ear rape? She's like, no. And then I was explaining how like I don't edit the thing well to be in a car. And she's like, well, you should. And I'm like,
okay, Wendy.
Yeah, that's a very fair call.
Yeah.
And like there's a podcast I'll listen to where like I feel like we owe it to Wendy now.
I feel like we owe it to Wendy now.
Yeah, so I've been editing it properly. And as long as I know there's nothing to censor, this way of editing is still faster. Instead of listening to the whole thing and editing it. But there's a podcast I listen to where I can hear the breathing in the mic. And I can hear the fan sometimes. And I'm like, well, if they're making money and we're not, so I'm allowed to do it.
Fair enough.
Clearly, if I do a better job than them, then in my standing. Is that your beard oil right there?
No.
In the barrel? Oh. What does the beard oil do?
So like it straightens it out, kind of like it keeps it groomed. It also like it's like kind of moisturizes.
Does it give you more riz? What is that fucking?
What do you think about the beard?
Looks good. It looks a little shiny.
I'm happy with it.
I don't know if I've ever really given your beard this much attention before.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking, the moisturizing coconut oil I lifted, I started using it this morning because you put it on before the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Mum said 5 times to me this morning, I looked oily. Like oily. And I was like looking in the mirror, I was like, I do look oily. Because I hadn't absorbed it yet like a spong.
Yeah. Well, let's see how moisturizer works.
Exactly. And I was like, Mum, it's my moisturizer. Leave me alone. She's like, but you're so fucking oily.
It is so goddamn warm.
In this room right now or in general?
Yeah, well, just in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting warm.
I did the unemployed act of sunbathing yesterday and it was...
Yeah.
I was dying. My phone got so hot, it was literally like lagging. That hasn't happened in a while.
Feels like 33.
Fucking hell.
I've got a package supposed to coming from Perth.
What is it?
Sunnies.
Oh, yeah?
But some decent sunnies.
Bruh, the optometrist... You know how like... OPSM is the expensive one.
Yep.
I was going to fucking Oscar and Wiley and they discontinued these ones that I like. So I'm like trying to go back to OPSM because literally nothing at Oscar and Wiley fit on my head anymore except for these big fuckers. So I go back to OPSM and instead of getting 2 for free, I get 1 pair and I have to spend another 100 something. But they are like the more premium version of this.
Yeah, okay.
They're Ray-Bans. So I guess...
I still need to go for a glasses test. It's been 2.5 years, more actually.
Oh, you're meant to do them yearly.
Yeah.
Normally.
So, I need to do that, but I keep...
Not.
It's not going to cost me anything as well.
Yeah, you just need to go and book it and do it. I think the longest I didn't go for one was like an extra 6 or 7 months. I meant to get them every April, and then it moved to every December because I didn't go for so long.
Yeah, but I'll get it. I'll get it done probably after Sydney.
Oh, I also forgot my contacts for JPEG. That was really bad. I literally landed, was having a shower, and I was like, fuck. I didn't bring my contacts. And Riley was still here, so I could have asked him to like do a coordinated pickup from my house of them. And I was like, that's too much effort. Fuck that. But glasses in the mosh pit are not on. I'm contact lenses for Dua Lipa because we are going to be getting rowdy. Blood might be spilt.
No blood will be spilt.
Oh, you already did an elbow to the nose?
If any blood's being spilled, I'm on the floor.
Why is that?
I'm bad with blood.
Oh.
Like, notoriously.
I thought you were saying all the Dua Lipa fans would beat the shit out of you.
Hey, maybe.
I don't think they have it in
maybe
them.
They got hands.
I think we could piss someone off to the max and they wouldn't do anything. Out of the, like,
fear. Do you think it's cool to threaten people?
Threaten?
Yeah, this sounds like what you're saying.
No, I'm saying we're going to piss people off when we stand in front of them and we're taller than them.
And you're saying we shouldn't care about the consequences.
And like, I only know, bigger. Like, I've listened to this album a few times. I could only tell you. Oh, well, you've been studying the set list. That's not fair.
By studying, I've listened to it like 4 times.
The set list or the album?
The set list.
Is the set list, okay, how much, is it majority the new album?
No.
What? It's the Radical Optimism Tour.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff about other
albums. Talk Tour. Wait, hold on. I'm pulling up this fucking set list. The Kmart Music soundtrack. Because that is what it is. What this tour is going to be, right?
Yeah.
All right. Dua Lipa. You know how on the set list website there's the pie chart?
Oh, yep.
Of like all the albums it's from?
Yep.
If this isn't majority radical fucking, I'm going to be mad.
Well, I'm the one on Spotify.
She's only done... Huh?
I'm the one on Spotify.
Oh, just like a playlist I made.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Training Season, One Kit. It is barely the majority. It goes from 8 and then the next album is 7.
Yeah.
How the fuck does it go for 1 hour and 40 on average? There's only 21 songs.
She must just run through them.
No, no, no. That means she's taking longer on them.
Than the 21 songs. JPEG. An hour and 40.
Because JPEG did like 27 in like an hour and 20. Although some of them were shorter because they had features and he didn't do the feature verse. That's wild to me.
It's just going to be, it's going to be interesting.
I see. Bro, I fucked my fucking arms up. I didn't do anything differently at the gym, but I have like pains I've never felt before.
Damn, that is
like a malfunction.
Feeling stuff you've never felt.
Yeah. You have an album of the week?
Yeah, it's what's the future one?
The future. There's a few of those.
The
newest one? The mixtape Pluto. We Don't Trust You. No.
Where
we still don't trust
did
you.
It go?
Is it an old one?
Yeah,
oh, I never liked you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, it's not on my Spotify. What the hell?
Oh, damn.
I never liked you, yeah. 7:12 p.m.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty good. What's another one? That's good. On it.
I'm that fella.
Yeah. Wait for you's not bad, but
I don't know how I feel anymore about listening to Kanye anymore.
Yeah, I've kind of not been.
I was weaning off him a while ago, but now I really.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just a bro's. Yeah.
And I'll bring it up to Ben. And he's like, "But Bully's gonna be so good," and I'm just like, "Bro, it's too hard to."
It's too far gone, I think, at this point.
It is.
It's
hard
also hard to have hope for the album, considering the past two.
Bruh, someone was Highs and Lows. One of the there was a song that came out that got leaked. It was called Highs and Lows. Someone put a Pusha T verse off of Daytona on it, and I was like, "This is really good." But I feel like this like half-baked fan edit is going to be better sounding than whatever he ends up putting out, I feel like. Because he's just going to like with the Vultures 1 and 2 mix, just like deep fried and fuck it with like some AI mixing software or something strange. So I feel like the demos that we'll never see even like are still going to be better sounding than the final master.
Yeah. I am keen because this weekend I finally don't have work on during a Reds game. And it's against the Crusaders in Christchurch. And like the Crusaders are the most successful team.
That makes sense. The Kiwis, right?
However, like last year they didn't do too well. But they're doing well this year. And they now have James O'Connor, who played for the Reds for a while, playing at the Crusaders. So I'm keen to see him versus the Reds. Because he's been talking. Because the two teams on Instagram have kind of just been going at each other for the past week. Have just been making.
Oh, yeah.
They've been
the
making
engagement.
Jokes.
Yeah, right.
Like the Reds posted, "Oh, you're only doing good now when you hire a Reds player." And stuff like that. And but it's like, yeah, I'm keen.
That's good.
I'm keen to see.
Wait, when is it?
It's midday.
Oh. On the weekend.
But I'm keen.
Wait, how midday?
Like 12:30.
Fuck. Okay. Well,
you're at work.
I am at work.
Unlucky.
I can watch the NRL that night though.
Yeah.
I can watch the Cowboys game and the whatever's on the next day, the Storm and the Eels.
I think Storm are just gonna throttle the Eels.
Yeah, they are. It's $1.08 to fucking $8.
But Eels are just gonna get throttled.
The Cowboys should be a closer game.
Who are they against?
The Sea Eagles. In Manly.
Yeah.
Hey, we did that legendary comeback versus them in Manly. I think we were down like 20 points in the last 10 minutes and we one-way streeted them all the way. My album this week is Untitled Unmastered. My tracks would have to be Untitled 3, Untitled 5. I was playing it. Who was it? Oh, yeah, we were playing some for Will and I was like, "So do these songs not have names?" We're like, "No, they don't." But, yeah, Kendrick snapped on that one.
Yeah, did.
Just been, and they're just the B-sides off T-Pab, but I think they're really good.
What also new Monster Hunter came out.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that note down. It's the moment where everyone in the friend group buys a game, but I don't want to play the game, so I just don't.
Yeah.
I just sit in the fucking corner.
It was funny because the night before, I was sitting there, and Luke was like, Monster Hunter comes out tomorrow, and I wasn't going to get it, but I was like.
You weren't?
You know what? No, I wasn't.
Oh. I thought you were because, on the list of people who wanted to get it.
No, I'd been home because I'd played a little bit of Worlds, but I never really got into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, I don't want to spend $100 on a game.
And for context, if you don't know what this is, it's a game where you're a hunter and you kill monsters.
It's a pretty popular game.
And you collect their pieces.
Yes.
And then you eat them.
Yeah, and you make stuff out of them. Fun game.
You can breed them.
Just good old gaming.
Yeah.
So I was
it
like,
it isn't my kind of game. So
Luke was like, yeah, I'm going to, like, he's like, myself, Gus, and Matthew are getting it. And I'm like, oh, I've got a couple of days off. I was like, you know what? I'll get it. And oh, God, has it consumed a bit.
I'll never understand it.
I think I've almost got, as of yesterday, it'd been out for 4.5 days. I had almost 40 hours.
It's only been out for 4?
Yes. I've almost had 40 hours at it.
That's pretty crazy.
A lot of the boys are at the same. And then a bunch of the other boys have started buying it now.
Mm.
Because people are playing
Julian it. Has it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just playing Monkeys. I'm just chilling. I'm playing Balloon Tower.
Because I'm not playing Marvel Rivals.
Once you unlock enough stuff, we should try and beat a boss.
Because Marvel Rivals...
The bosses are like fucking impossible.
Marvel Rivals didn't click in my head. I mean, I was kind of just like, okay, this is just like
that game looks funny to me. I think I'd only ever play Jeff the Shark and kill my whole team. I think that's the only way I could make that entertaining to me.
League kind of shot itself in the foot.
Huh?
League.
I played a great game of fucking Gangplank last night alone.
Oh,
someone picked Mundo. I'm like, I'm going to counterpick myself to limit test. I picked Gangplank because he's not so great into Mundo. Every time I kill him, I just type oaf in all chat. He doesn't even reply ever. And my team, who was winning at the start, just like twiddled their thumbs around and we lost very slowly. Which is a shame. But are you looking at me?
No, I'm looking at me.
Okay. You had some big losses while I was away.
Did indeed.
That's why you got to make sure you play with me, bruh. Because even if we lose, I keep that morale up. With my banner of, what's it fucking called? Banner of Command or something.
Well, that's not right. Not the last time I played.
I'm waiting for that new Bioshock to come out because the trailer, I have only watched one trailer and I'm sold.
Oh, yeah, no, that is. It's and a 55-minute game. Come out.
But playing Donkey Kong online would be hard. I don't think you can.
That's right. Luke played Echo Jungle.
Oh, I saw he played Echo Jungle on my account.
And he went 12-21.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was a bad.
How do you suck so badly? That's pretty bad.
It was a bad game. No, everyone was kind of just doing shit. Josh was getting camped by Viego. So Josh for like the first half an hour was silent. And just sad. But then the vibes, we were just giggling the rest of the game. We were all giggling and laughing.
I think that's the only way you have a good time in games like that.
And then we played a game of ARAM.
I still want to get Donkey Kong. Oh, I saw that ARAM game too. Did you lose that one too?
No, we won that one. Okay. That ARAM game, we versed some absolute troglodytes.
Donkey Kong is on.
Donkey Kong's on?
Yeah, I still need to buy it. If I have enough money, I might get it before Sydney. I'll definitely get it after Sydney. Because it's $69 at Big W.
I'm down.
And I said Riley should come along because I want to share how epic this game is with more people. I mean, like, pass the controllers around. Because it is only 2-player. Unless they added a third, but I don't think they did. And it's going to be fucking epic. It's
going to be epic.
I mean, I could just bring my Wii here and replay it on the Wii. Because it is originally for the Wii. But there's new graphics. Although the music should never change. The music.
I just threw a big hornet at my window.
Oh, it's outside. I'll go hang out with him. Ah, fuck, this sucks. Mom was going to pick her up in 40 minutes.
It was warm. Well, I don't really have much else to talk about.
No, neither do I. That's why I was looking at that. I was empty. I have to go home and just sit down for 20 minutes.
Well, this has been another episode.
I will update you next week if we won Oztag tonight.
Later.
Ciao.
Bye.